You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. My name is Reagan, a.k.a. the Man Hater.
And I am Chisco, Mr. Pick Me, joining you from across the pond for our radio hour.
Why do you keep calling it a radio hour?
Today's show is brought to you by Crumpets.
Anyone over there? Sorry. Sorry for that. Sorry for Chesco.
If anybody was confused by my literally perfect accent,
it's me, Chesco.
That was me. I know. I'm a man of many talents.
What is that one where it's like, I was acting? I know what it is. It's the guy from the guy who plays Gus on Breaking Bad, where he's like, I was acting. Or was I?
So anyways, I realize there's probably some people that want to cast me right now in some UK dramas from that. But I'm sorry to disappoint. This is my real voice. Or have I been acting all along?
No.
Governor?
You tell me, Governor.
Okay. You tell me. We get a cup of tea.
Ooh. That really went bad for you at the end
there. Are you trying to tell me that the master of British, the Queen's English, Dick Van Dyke, was not perfect in Mary Poppins? That is not how every
They're
British
all
person
like,
sounds.
Why did you do that?
Hello, Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. Okay, Mary, we have to stop. We're not even in the show yet. We got to stop. We're all derailed. Hi, everyone. Sorry about that, if that was offensive to anyone. Speaking of maybe us being assholes, today we're asking that about someone else. What is our question for today?
Would I be the asshole for telling my husband to basically F off over my breastfeed rule? Theme song.
You want bad advice, man? I'll give it out gladly.
I got some good advice for ya.
No, you don't.
Like, no, you don't.
I got some good advice for ya.
No, you don't.
Like, no, you don't.
Shit.
I just want you to know that was so weird. It was entertaining, though. I did not expect it.
I'm trying to. I actually had no idea what I was going to do to mess it up until it started.
Oh, I got an idea. Okay.
I got an idea.
Uh-oh, light bulb.
That was, I'm not joking. That was my, oh no, I didn't think of how I'm going to screw up today. Not that I should be thinking about how I'm going to screw up today.
Yeah, why are you trying to screw me up?
I don't
up?
Know. But I was thinking that was my panic response was to go into a bad Cockney accent.
Well, that says a lot about you in emergencies.
Does I said before. Fire, everybody!
Everyone, get your buckets! Oh, shit. Let's get back on track.
So I, 23 female, am pregnant and getting close to my due date. My husband, 24 male, and I are going over labor and recovery now. His family, mom, dad, and brother, are coming to visit on their way to vacation. He knows I want to try and breastfeed, and he said his one rule is to not breastfeed in front of his family. He says he doesn't want to make his dad and brother uncomfortable and that I should go upstairs and feed our baby every time, every 1 to 3 hours. He said he would go up with us so he could bond too. My problem is I would be in recovery and I'm supposed to rest, so stairs happening that often seems like a problem to me. I told him it's about my recovery and bonding the baby, and his family can just leave the room or just not look if they're uncomfortable. I said I would wear a cover sometimes, but I need to be able to see because I'll still be learning. He kept insisting, so I dropped the subject. I need to bring it up again before then so we're both on the same page, but I don't think he'll have budged. Would I be the asshole for telling him to F off?
No.
No.
No. This drives not even a little bit nuts. But to be fair, growing up, I don't think I understood how essential, like if I saw someone breastfeeding growing up, it wasn't accepted for that to be anywhere, you know, like other than like private. So I didn't realize, like, until like I was older, I'm like, why are we forcing breastfeeding people to like in the closet with you, like throw a blanket over that newborn baby, cover. It's just like so bizarre, especially in your own home. Can you walk up a flight of stairs, which depending on how her birth goes, she could be, my wife's recovery was a long time. It was not great.
If she had a C-section, did she get stitches? Yeah. They like, oh, there's all
you can't
sorts
do stairs. That, yeah. Like I feel like it was 2 weeks at least, maybe more than that. She literally could not do any stairs.
Wait, but you're telling me after the baby was out, they're not just back to normal immediately?
That's what some men expect.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It just goes back. It's stretching. It's incredible.
Why do you still have a belly?
Don't.
I know we could go into a whole.
The idea is ridiculous, just on the basis of, just as it stands, right? It's ridiculous that the woman who just gave birth should do two flights of stairs every whatever amount of time. Because sometimes, I mean, she could be cluster feeding and then you're around the clock, you know? That she should have to excuse herself, because that's the thing, is so often with new mothers, they're expected to leave.
Right.
Rather than making them comfortable and including them.
In a unsanitary place, like a bathroom
yes.
or something.
Yes. Ew. Putting that aside, it's like his reasoning. I don't want my dad and my brother to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, how about your wife who just gave birth to your baby who's eating?
No. He doesn't want the people that matter to feel uncomfortable. Right. But that's what he's saying. That, to your point, that's what he's saying. He's like, I get that you just, like, you know, gave birth, if you're going to make it a big thing.
Supposedly. Right,
to our child.
Our, right? Quotation, child.
And I know our child needs to eat, but. Sure.
Could you be discreet?
You know, could you just stop being, why you got to flaunt that?
It's so bizarre. The only person sexualizing it is you.
100%.
Like, you're sexualizing it, or your dad is. It's like, why is the random man top priority in this situation? And you know what's bizarre? This strikes a personal chord. My sister's ex was so quote-unquote modest that when we all lived in the same house, he couldn't see our bras if the laundry was drying. And he also didn't want to see her bra straps.
Wow.
And like, so when he would come over, they'd have to literally put them away. And I was like, bro, if you can't see a bra without losing your mind, you have a problem. Cause it's like, that's a you problem. Like, it's not on the woman. It's the whole idea of like, well, girls can't wear short skirts because that's indecent and that may tempt the boys. It's like, how about the problem is the boys or the men? Right. Like lusting after someone. I think that's the problem.
If my brother can't come to my house because of that, then he's not welcome at my house. Right?
I can't see your wife. Like, why are you looking?
And I think it's also like, it's an excuse because some guys get so ridiculously protective of anyone ever seeing any part of their wife at all, even in this non-sexual way.
Right.
That they're like, oh, no, what? I just don't. He'll be uncomfortable with it. You're uncomfortable with it.
It's just so bizarre. Like, it's not sexual. Mm-mm. And yet, because a woman could entice someone. And by the way, when someone's breastfeeding, you can't see anything. No. You can't see anything.
No, not unless you're like, waiting for it.
There's a side boob. Yeah, it's like a baby doesn't want to have a blanket over them. Like, I think you can be somewhat discreet if you want to be.
Right. If you personally feel better about it that way, that's
fine.
And that's That is completely, and but that's the point.
Yeah.
It should be up to you,
right,
on
100%.
What you feel, not on how it's going to make other people who have their own issues around you feel.
In your own home. Like, let's not even argue. Yeah. Let's just stay in the home. Let's not even argue.
We can move on to outside the home, too, because I also strongly
think. And then we'll go to the world.
Let's focus on this exact scenario first. In the,
and we'll move incrementally outward. Yeah. It's so frustrating, I feel like, the messaging it's sending to her. You just carried our baby for 9 months. You gave birth. She hasn't even done it yet. This is so he's not even had to experience it yet. He's setting the tone ahead of time, which showcases how much of a priority this is to him, right? To say, I'm thinking ahead to when you have the baby and what's going to happen when my parents show up. Like, that's how much I prioritize them. Is I'm thinking that far ahead. This isn't like a spur of the moment issue. So he's thinking this through. And the idea of like the perception of being sexy or revealing to his family members is his priority over the comfort of his wife and child. Like, you're already like, if this was me and that was my husband, as if
there'd be other questions.
Are you okay? Have you been body snatched? But what that would say to me is, I am not the priority. I am not your number one concern. My comfort is not your concern. Expecting your wife to do two flights of stairs just to feed your baby when they can leave the room if it's that big of a deal.
He really feels strongly about this. You should be saying, hey, dad, bro, when it's time to feed, I'm going to need you to go upstairs to give her privacy. And if you said it that way, which is true, because maybe she isn't comfortable.
Which happens.
And that's totally fine.
100%.
The person you tell to leave in your own home to feed your child is them. They're the people that are coming there to.
I mean, because I've been around so many moms at this point. If I don't know the mom well enough, I don't know their comfort level. Like, sometimes, I mean, with moms, nurse in front of each other all the time. And like, if I don't know their comfort level, I'll just turn my head and talk to them like this, because I don't know their comfort level. They're probably fine. They probably wouldn't do it in front of me if they weren't comfortable. But it's like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to make you feel any kind of way. Cause it is, you know, very personal, because my concern with this person I'm friends with is them, the person feeding a baby who just gave birth. That's my concern. So I will turn if I'm worried about their discomfort. And yet this woman's husband would rather her do flights of stairs than, my God, than they see her boob, I guess. And it's also like, I think to your point, coming back around, when you said like, I wouldn't want them there. Like, if your dad and your brother can't be around without having a problem, like, I wouldn't be comfortable with them either. That would be a two-way street at that point.
Also, like, maybe I'm desensitized to it because I've worked kids' birthday parties since high school all the way throughout college. And there was breastfeeding at almost every party, all the because there was tons of kids there.
Yeah.
It's really easy not to look, right?
It's so easy. Turn away.
Easy.
Literally.
I'm a people watcher. I have ADHD. I will be looking. It's still easy to be like, I'm not gonna stare at your chest.
Right. Just don't stare
at that child. Just don't look.
Yeah.
It's that easy. It's not like this is not this really difficult thing.
How is the boob exposed if a baby's head is on it? Like they act like she's flashing people. Like, and even if she was, don't look.
I feel like we've gotten somehow more prude as a society in some ways. And I know in other ways we haven't, but like in a lot, it feels like recently, especially, it's like there's so much, there's like this big backlash against so many things about the body and everything. And it's like stuff like this, especially, is so like, it's a boob.
I feel like people are going against it more. And I think that it makes more of a discourse, because there are people who like aggressively go against it. I know some of them who it's like, oh yeah, I can't breastfeed. Just, you know, they're almost middle fingering, you know. I get it. I get why you're like, God forbid I feed my child, use my, because it's like they don't want you to show your boobs ever. but they don't want you to show cleavage because why are you, you're being sexual about your breasts. And then you use your boobs for the thing that they're, you know, made for biologically. Right. And that's not good either. And that's also gross. It's like, so it's just impossible not to be gross, I guess, for women.
Right. Well, it's also, and this is, I can tell like from a, so I've done a lot of maternity photography in the past. And they're, the guys are the husbands and the fathers are always, it's such a wild card about how it's going to be.
How they're going to be with you, you mean?
Yeah. Because I'm, and it's, there was one I did where the mom wanted to do in a park, a breastfeeding shoot. She wanted to have, and there was this beautiful tree and the pictures turned out amazing, but the dad, the entire time, I swear to God, I thought he was going to like beat the shit out of me. He was so mad. He wouldn't take a single picture with her. He wouldn't
really.
He would not. He was like, I don't want to be. He was kind of like just pacing behind. But I feel like he was fuming that this thing that his wife wanted was happening.
To me, that shows a possessive person because, like, if the woman wants it, if she's comfortable. And you're squashing that because it's not like protective, because protective would be she doesn't want it.
Right. Yeah.
That's protective. Yeah. That's, oh, you don't want this. Let me protect you.
She's uncomfortable.
Yes.
Back the F off. Yeah.
Yeah. That's protective. That's the, you know, I'm a protector. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. If she wants this and there's no harm coming to her and you're trying to squash that for zero reason, to me, that's like, is she your possession? Because you're claiming authority over her body. And not caring about her wishes.
I'll give a really positive example of the way I think
we
it
love
should
that.
Be. I know, an actual good example of a guy. I did a photo shoot just like a week ago, and she wanted to do kind of the implied nude bodyscapes, kind of where you see the belly and the body. They're beautiful, kind of artistic. You don't see anything. They're just these gorgeous kind of photos showing the belly. She said she was there with her husband, she didn't tell him ahead of time the stuff that she wanted. I'm like, at least maybe preface a little bit. But it was fine. But she said it to him. She was like, do you mind if I, he was like, that's what you want, baby. That's wonderful. And like, she's doing it. And she's like, she like gets undressed and does the posing. And she was like, how do I look? He was like, baby, you look amazing. You're going to love it. And it was this beautiful,
that's so sweet,
supportive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's like, look, I'm showing him the photos. He's like, those are great. And he was just like, he was so happy and supportive about that. Cause it was what his wife wanted. Those were the images she wanted for the memory of that thing.
Right.
And instead of him being like, well, I don't know, he was like totally chill with it. Anyways, but it was nice seeing a person that his number one worry was her being happy, was her getting the memories she wanted, the pictures she wanted.
It's just like, what is that? Like, I can't think of anything other than like being possessive, like old values, like modesty. There's so many levels to it because it's like, firstly, she wants to breastfeed, not there. So you're already, I'm going against your wishes. And then it's, I don't want my dad and my brother to see it, which is a weird thing because it's got to be assumed, because I really doubt, I mean, he may be reasonably assuming they'd be uncomfortable, but I doubt they've said that, right? They're like, don't let her breastfeed. Like, I just don't think they've said that. That'd be kind of a weird conversation, both of them to have. And then so based on an assumption, he's forcing her to go out of her way. It's so many levels of her being the lowest priority.
It's him admitting that he sexualizes it. Right.
He has to.
Sees another woman doing it. Like, not everything has to be.
Oh, that's awful.
You know, that everything has to be a sexual moment. Like, going back to the photo shoot, there was nothing sexual about that photo shoot, right? About
a maternity shoot.
Yeah. There's nothing that was like, but it goes back to like, there are certain guys where anything that a woman does, existing as a woman,
that's it,
is
right?
A sexual act, and that's all it is.
Their bodies exist to be lusted after and consumed. This breastfeeding always drives me nuts, people's problem with it, because again, like I said, it's like, that is the one thing you guys claim it's for, right? You're like, oh, you shouldn't show your breasts, you shouldn't be lustful, you shouldn't be this, but the one time people are like using it for whatever biological thing you think it's for, you're still condemning them and sexualizing them. So it's like, so if a woman's body exists, it's sexual. That's nutso. And then to punish your wife over the perceived sexualization from your father.
wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes back to the whole, like, not to get too serious with this and everything, we're already kind of producing, but like the rape culture, right? And the idea of she's asking for it, because it's as long as you objectify a woman's body as always being sexual, then she's always asking for it.
Right.
Then there is no wrong that men can ever do, because it was the inference was that there was that he couldn't control himself. And it goes back to the whole fucking the thing that outrages me to no end about like making high school girls not allowed to show their shoulders or wear shorts because it'll distract the boys and they can't control themselves.
The boys will lust after them. It's like, that's their choice. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do. Yeah. I think it's important to recognize the messaging, because, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, okay, well, that's frustrating and he should prioritize his wife and he should prioritize her comfort. But it is in alignment with the messaging that leads to what we're talking about, which is she was being sexual by simply existing and using her body in the natural way that one does when they've just given birth.
Mm-hmm.
She is being sexual and needs to cover that. I mean, that is the messaging, is your body is inherently sexual, and to show it is sexual, that leads to people saying, well, if your body is sexual and you wore a low cut shirt, then you were advertising said sexuality, meaning you were asking for it. Like, all of these messages, you have to always take them down the line, because some things that may not seem so harmful, if you follow the train of thought, become very harmful very quickly. And the last thing on the fucking earth a woman wants to feel is sexualized when she's breastfeeding. Like, literally, like, it's exhausting. Literally, they're draining life from you. You know, you're so tired. Mm-hmm. And like, the last thing you want to hear is cover up. Well, make sure you cover up. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just keeping our child alive. Mm-hmm. Don't mind me. Haven't slept in 3 days. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Seriously, fuck off. Like, if your concern after your wife just gave birth is not her comfort or your baby's comfort, but is rather like, you need to cover up because my daddy's going to be around. Your priorities are fucked up and you need to think about that. That really makes me mad. Sorry, I'm getting heated now.
No, but it's also like taking it from the fully opposite perspective. We want to stick with men, right? About why they're...
Never. Just kidding.
But like, it goes back to why like I get insulted by certain things, because it's like, it goes like, oh, well, you're unable to control yourself overseeing this. If she is feeding, you can't help but just stare, because you're a man and that's all you will ever want and all you want to do. And it's
that's so gross.
It's not true. I guess the basic thing is it's not true. And like, people will say it to me as a man of like, well, you know how men are. I'm like, no,
I don't.
It's not. Right. And it's not. I'm a heterosexual man, right? I like women. I can still also control, like, not staring at them in a non-sexual moment. And I can separate the moment that not every single moment has to be about my wants, needs, and desires, right? I can separate that there are times where people are just existing and you don't have to constantly be thinking about that. And all men can do that. Are capable of doing it.
I would never be looking at a breastfeed. Because it's also like, there's a baby there. If you're not deterred by a baby, you know what I'm saying? Like, if your brain is still in the gutter at then you need to get help. Truly. That's weird. That's really gross.
It reminds me of do you remember there was like the controversial, I don't remember what award show it was, but they made a song called We Saw Your Boobs.
That was Seth MacFarlane.
And it was all about, and it was like all these really traumatic, like assault scenes and all these really horrific moments they were putting, like some of the moments where out. So some of the moments they were showing were like when women were being assaulted on screen, when they were doing all like, there were moments where it was like, oh, but we saw your boob. They weren't showing it, but like some of the people they were referencing. Yeah, if I remember correctly, I might be thinking of something else, but I swear that's what it was. It was they were referencing scenes where women were nude for non-sexual reasons. Correct us in the comments if we're wrong. If I was wrong about that, it's fine.
You're seeing a boob. Like your brain is saying boob sexual, okay? Instead of, oh, this is my daughter-in-law. This is my sister-in-law holding my grandchild holding my nephew or niece. Like, Right. If you can't see the two people, one's just trying to eat, like if you only see the sexual breasts, like mm-hmm. you're objectifying her, and your inability to see the humanity with the two people is insane to me. Like, how mm-hmm. can you not, like, that's your grandchild. Like,
that's so gross that you could see your grandchild feeding. And I'm not, and if you did this, I think this is completely on the husband for this.
I think it could go both ways, but I definitely mm-hmm. think he's assuming there's a problem. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I know plenty of men who, if a woman breastfeeds, they get weird.
I've been in so many situations where, even as a result of so many men being weird about it, where I'll be around, you know, especially having young kids, other moms around, going to classes. I've been asked permission before as the man in the room, like, do you mind if I feed? Like, more than once I have had a woman ask me, do you mind if I feed while you're here? And like, I feel like it's such an awkward, I'm like, of course I don't fucking mind.
Why are you asking me? Rant.
I'm like, you're feeding your child. But also, like, but internally I'm like, yeah, of course you're asking that, because there's a lot of guys that would be fucking weirdos about it.
Or be mad at you.
And so it's a survival mechanism.
I think we should address the other side of it, which is, it's not mm-hmm. always a lustful response. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about a lustful response to breastfeeding. Yeah. That's horrible. I'm just saying, it's not that always, but sometimes mm-hmm. it's rage and anger. Like, not just men, mm-hmm. women too,
you're right.
are like, oh, like I've seen Why people get that? Mad at a restaurant more than once mm-hmm. because someone's mm-hmm. breastfeeding. And I'm like,
that's what you do at a restaurant. You're eating.
Yeah, you're eating. She's eating. Because again, I think I kind of briefly touched on this. There's mm-hmm. so much that leads to the isolation of new moms. Mm-hmm. It's hard enough for a new mom to go out to a restaurant. Like, it's you know, you're exhausted. But like, I just remember mm-hmm. the joy of eating at a restaurant. But just like a hot meal that you have not cooked mm-hmm. that tastes good because, you know, you're so tired. Then people are like, well, you can't feed your baby. And it's like, mm-hmm. so what? What do you want mm-hmm. her to do? You want her to throw a blanket? Which I'm like, a lot of moms do that anyways. And like, you know, mm-hmm. It's fine. But like, mm-hmm. you want her to go in the bathroom? Should she That's have exactly to go to the bathroom?
Because even people will even get upset when it's happening under a blanket. Right. When they're like, when it's just being in the same room as them.
Why?
They literally want them to seclude themselves. And like, would you eat your dinner in the bathroom?
Exactly. Also, it's a newborn baby. You think it should be in a public bathroom?
Right.
With all the germs?
And they do. They're like, yeah, that's what you made this choice.
They make being a woman mm-hmm. disgusting. Mm-hmm. It's not actually disgusting, but they make it, like, they make motherhood feel like mm-hmm. you're disgusting. And that's mm-hmm. crazy. It's the most beautiful thing. I don't understand it. Making isolated, because they're already so isolated. People will lose friendships when they become mom. Not even from their own, not even because, like, you know, a lot of people retreat socially. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about people will drop them as friends mm-hmm. because now they have mm-hmm. kids. That happens all the time. Luckily, mm-hmm. my friends have kids. But it's bad. And it's actually really detrimental to a woman's health. And like, that, there's a reason that postpartum depression happens a lot. And mm-hmm. baby blues happens a lot, which, by the way, is a very cute name for a bout of depression.
Yeah.
Part of that is because we exile them. We're like, ew. Mm-hmm. You can be here, but the baby can't cry. You can be here, but the baby can't nurse. Not to mention, people judge moms all. Like, people will just yell out critiques. Like, mm-hmm. literally, I've been shamed before because some random guy on the it was like chilly, but it wasn't cold, and she had a coat on, and I was holding her like in my arms in a blanket, and he's like, mm-hmm. "It's too cold for this baby." Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Who are you?" And you're like, he was like a 50-year-old man. He was wrong. Yeah, if anything, she was toasty. And I'm like, thanks, Mr. Mom. Like, so helpful. Thank you, random stranger. So it's like, it's everyone's so hypercritical.
And I'm only laughing because that's so awkward. That's such a weird.
I was walking around at a park and he just screamed it. It's too cold for that baby. I was like, mm-hmm. she was, if anything, too warm.
Right.
Because I had her all wrapped up. And it's just like, people are so critical of mothers. And like, the last thing you want to feel like is your partner. Mm-hmm. is assisting that. Like, you want your partner to back you and support mm-hmm. you. The last thing you want to feel like is they are adding to it or facilitating mm-hmm. it. Like, instead of being like, hey, she's going to breastfeed because she's a new mom and this is our house, and if you don't like mm-hmm. it, that's fine, but you need to leave the room.
I'm sorry, keeping our child nourished is such an inconvenience
so gross.
For for your family who's coming to come visit us to see this because they want to come here to see the baby and theoretically to support us after, but instead, no. You're the one that has to walk on pins and needles and just be in hiding. It's so
It
ridiculous.
leads to the question of like, who are they coming for? Because clearly it doesn't sound like they're coming for support if they're making the mom leave. It doesn't sound like they're coming for the baby. Like, it's like they're coming for the baby on their terms. Like, that's not how it works.
And I don't know if this is like a neurodivergent thing, but I just don't understand that. Like when I if I go anywhere for any reason, I am constantly just like, what can I do to make your life easier with you having the burden of me here as a guest, right? I don't like maybe it's a neurotypical thing where that doesn't, I don't know, or maybe it's just a bad person
I
thing.
think it's a misogyny thing too, though. I think
Maybe,
it's
yeah.
like, there's traditional rules that are just in place here. Don't expose yourself to me in your home. That's distasteful. Like, that's what I think it is.
This goes back to there was a video I made recently where I talked about how narcissism is a trait, yeah, is a trait though, in is a structural component of white supremacy and the patriarchy, right? And I think this literally you see this is boom right here. What's happening in these sort of situations? Well, structurally, the men need to be at the center of everything, and their needs need to be prioritized over everyone else's at all times, no matter what the situation is. What does that sound like? Right? It's this, and it's that's why I say it's this structural aspect of the when you read the DSM-5 for what narcissism is, it sounds like you're describing misogyny, right? It sounds like you're describing these things.
It's because not all abusers are diagnosed narcissists, but all abusers are narcissistic. You have to have narcissistic traits in order to abuse someone. People pretty much agree, like psychologists and especially narcissist experts all agree on that. So if you look at a system of oppression, there is abuse that goes on. And abuse does not exist without some element of narcissism. So it makes sense. Because again, to harm someone or to structurally put someone beneath you and to oppress someone, you have to think they're less than you. You have to lack empathy for them. Otherwise, you could not put them in that system. You have to think you deserve more and are better, and you have to center yourself, which is, to your point, all of it's abusive and all of it is narcissistic.
And like the and it goes back to the very basis of what we're talking about. That there's no possible way you could ask your partner to do this for that reason if you're being empathetic even slightly. If you have even the basic trait of empathy to them, you would not have even asked the question, let alone had the conversation, followed through with it, and been surprised and put up a because she said that she hasn't brought it up again, where he clearly had a negative response to her saying, I don't want to do that. And she's kind of afraid to bring it up again because she doesn't believe he's gonna see her point.
Which is really sad. I also think there's such a lack of critical thinking with these people because it's like, to me, they're like, well, she's exposing her breast. You wouldn't, would you expect her to expose her breasts if I just walk in any other time?
You didn't do that before we had kids.
That's inappropriate. We know that's inappropriate. And it's like, she's feeding a baby. That's where she feeds the baby. She can only feed the baby if she's not using a bottle. And that's how the baby eats. Like, it's so bizarre. There's such a rigidity to their thinking, to the old way of thinking, that is so constricting. But the only person it constricts is the women.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
It's
you know
only
what I
gonna be,
mean, though?
yeah.
Like, it's so, like, the fact that he can't think about that or the make exception or understand why that's happening.
And it's ignoring the context of every and acting like it goes back to what you're saying, that the rigidity of it. It's like if I walk in on someone changing, that's a problem. I'd walk out.
Oh,
Oh,
shit.
it's
But whose fault is it?
that was exactly. But if you are in the same room as me and start getting undressed in front of me, that's on you, right? It's the context, right?
Yeah,
The
it's
same
context.
situation, not the same situation, but and it's a weird comparison, but I think it is like the same aspect, ignoring the fact that this is just someone that it's not like you can choose not to feed your child.
I have to get undressed to feed the child.
There's
period.
No other way to do this.
There's no, yeah. It's so yeah. simple. And like, you know, I talk a lot about like how intentional it is and how deliberate, like just like weaponized incompetence, right? Like it has to be intentional at this point. Like you are choosing not to think about it. You are choosing because you have the luxury not to. You have the luxury of not thinking about your wife. You have the luxury of prioritizing your dad's needs over your wife. You know what I mean? Like, because that's the systems, like just historically speaking, societally speaking, that's been passable for a long time. And it's so obtuse, you know?
I love that she brings up that he said he'd go with her as if that makes it all better. Right. I'll go with you.
I'll be put out also.
It's just as taxing on me.
Right.
Right. For having to, I mean, I'll, you know, not put my knight's armor on and walk with you upstairs.
Well, doesn't that speak to the patriarchy though? Because he will put himself out a little bit, right? Rather than ask something of his father and his brother. Rather than upset them or look like less of a man or not as traditional. He would rather put himself out and his wife out than even talk to them about it. I guarantee you they haven't had a full conversation because that's such a weird thing to say.
There was zero chance that there was this ever brought up. Yeah.
He would put their perception of him over even his own comfort. That's a very telling.
Because also, like, can you even imagine that how that conversation would go?
No, that'd be so weird.
like if someone said that to them, do you think for an instant, I don't even know his father, right? But do you think he'd be like, yes, I would prefer if she would leave the room.
If her breast is out, so is she.
If her breast, oh, disgusting.
I don't like breasts.
Drivel in front of me. Are you also going to use the toilet in front of me? Like, it's
gonna vomit.
Like any reasonable person, though, if somebody said, do you mind? Because obviously you shouldn't mind.
Yeah. If it's your problem, you leave.
Yeah.
But then I think about like my sister's ex. How do those conversations go down? Because something, I think sometimes it's even subtler. Like they just let you know they're uncomfortable. Like they just show you disdain in some way. Like, huh. Or like, oh, the bra was up. Like, and then you fix the problem for them. Like, in her case, like, God, I hope he didn't flat out say, I don't want bras or underwear around. Because it's like, you don't even know who's who's. Just chill. Everybody wears bras. Everybody wears underwear. Like, chill. Bras for bras. But something had to have happened for her to have that strong of an opinion that she was making us clear the laundry.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe these conversations do happen.
Are happening. Yeah. I don't know. You're right. And that's, I don't come from a family like that.
Yeah.
And I do forget that this is where my blind spot often comes in though, was that I come from such a hippy dippy kind of like, my mom was like a San Francisco feminist flower child.
That's awesome.
And I was, my grandmother was a Marine and I was raised around art. I was raised around all these, so I was in theater and I did like figure drawing and stuff like that when I was young. Like all of that stuff, it's always been, I do think my blind spot has to be, and I do think this also related to my neurodivergence because it was never, I was never taught that I was supposed to act offended by things. I don't mask.
So you didn't do that.
Yeah. So I never learned to mask in that way, which is a good thing. Right.
Yeah.
But I never, and it comes like, you know, certain times when people are, this comes up with autism a lot where people are like, oh, you're supposed to act upset about something when it's not really upset. You're supposed to act offended by things. You're supposed to act in certain ways. But because of the fact that I was not in an environment growing up where I was expressly taught to be ashamed of those sort of things or taught to be offended by those sort of things, I never had that mask. And I think that is a blind spot for me.
Yeah.
And that I'm like, of course nobody would ever have that conversation, but you're right. There probably are in these households, maybe things going on that.
Yeah. I wasn't privy to those conversations. My family didn't have stuff, but you know, the generation above certainly did. They're you know, I'm sure of it. It's interesting though, because like I have a very adverse reaction to like nudity in general, like even on shows and stuff, but my response is like, oh, like
for
that's
yourself,
personal
for yourself.
Oh, like I, oh, I've done something wrong. I need to cover my eyes. Like, I need to look away. My response is never, how dare you? You know, like, this is your problem. Ah, it's like, oh, pardon me. The logic to me, as I break it down, is if they see the breast, right? They're said breast way too many times in this episode. if they are seeing it, right? Then they are recognizing there's a discomfort for them saying like, oh, this is sexual. Like, it's not right. But that's what I think they're thinking. But their reaction then isn't to look away. Their reaction is to be mad.
Maybe they do look away and they're angered that they have to be disturbed. Right. Oh, how dare you? I think it's part of
sometimes
the
sometimes they keep looking though and are just like,
I guess so, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like maybe they do look away. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's
but part of that might be like, how dare you inconvenience me? I should be allowed to look wherever I also if she wasn't breastfeeding, were you staring at her
chest? Her boobs? I know. That's what I mean. Like you have to look to need to look away.
Yeah.
And it's like it's just like because you think of if somebody had some I don't know if somebody had a disfigurement or something on their body that they were sensitive to, right? That happens all the time. Or, you know, they have a scar, they have this, that, other thing. You don't stare at that.
No, no. I think also along those lines, though, people, anyone that has been in a situation where there's something worth staring at understands that someone might look. You know, understands that someone might glance, but it's there's a difference between someone noticing it versus someone just like locking in.
And it's the responsibility. Like every human being who has been socialized with other human beings understands there are situations you will be in where you can't look or shouldn't look. Like I don't know, someone's skirt blows up. Yeah, who knows?
Right.
There's like it is very normal to not look at some area. Someone's whatever. That is a part of being a human being. Like you, it's like how dare you take my right to stare at your body? It's like don't look.
Right.
And like the worst you're gonna see is a side boob. You've seen a boob before. They're not coming on to you. Like what is your problem? Like why is this so? Like I guess it really showcases to your point, like the people at the top who are like, oh, how dare I be inconvenienced? How dare I be forced to look at something I don't want to? It's like, what? Like, welcome to life.
Right.
Why do you think you get to control what's going on, especially in someone's own home? Let's like putting that aside. Like, there's stuff that you're not going to like. You're not going to like people's hair. They comment on that as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, why does your discomfort for a completely natural thing that is unrelated to you, well, technically related because it's a child related to you, why is that something that you get to critique and control? That's crazy to
me. Because it's not even and it goes back to the whole purity culture thing. I think a lot of it is because it's my perspective and what I stand by is that if you're not harming somebody, then why do you care? Why is it there's no but it, I think in the eyes of and this is once again just because we talked about my blind spot, I think the eyes of some of these people, you are harming people, right? That is a harmful sexual part of you because it goes back to
but that's where they're wrong.
They're wrong. I know. No.
It's not sexual.
I need to be clear. I know. I want to make sure I am not saying this is a correct choice.
No, I know. I'm just saying like it doesn't make sense.
And that's it doesn't make any sense. And I don't think there is any logic behind it. It's this narcissistic, abusive self-centeredness that is controlling itself all of it, once again policing women's bodies, right? And yet another here's another opportunity to police women's bodies, right, that we can do. Any opportunity to let women know their place is going to be end up being a structurally ingrained part of our society, right? It has nothing to do with harm, has nothing to do with any sort of actual real world implications. It's just another excuse to let women know that this natural, necessary thing that people want, that the same people that will critique will also be the same people that want you to have babies.
And don't bottle feed. They'll be the same.
And you need to breastfeed. You need to do it.
Yep.
Well, at the same time, shaming you and making it difficult. It's not an accident. It's a feature.
Yeah.
Right? This it's literally a part. It's another way to shut down women and put them into a subservient part of where they have to feel shameful about something that there should not be any shame attached to.
Yeah, I mean, people are far too comfortable trying to control in public settings people's. But in the, you know, I think the saddest thing is, you know, now we're kind of speaking to it on a grand scale, but in this case, it's like her husband doesn't have her back, and that's really like I would go to bat. Like when my wife was pregnant, like she's not touchy. She's introverted and she's a bubble. Like she has her bubble. I remember strategizing if someone were gonna try to touch her belly.
Trying to touch that. I knew you were going there, right?
I was literally, and when I would be around her, I would purposefully maneuver myself so people, because people come up and will grab. I'm not joking. That like, luckily, a lot of it was COVID time, so she wasn't. It only was a problem at first, but people will come up and touch you. People will try to grab your stomach, touch your stomach. It's so weird. And I remember, like, I'm like, I had all these things I was gonna do if that happened. And like, I was my her biggest cheerleader and defense. Like, once after someone gives birth, like, they need help, they need support, they need you to make their meals, they need you to take care of them, they need obviously help with the baby. Like, that's not, I'm just talking about them personally. And it's like to think that even before it happens, he's already prioritizing, like he's setting the stage that he's prioritizing his family's perception over her actual needs and comfort. And that's really sad for her because that's not a good partner. Like,
Am I back to the baby bump thing real quick? We talk about like that is, I think it's weird. Like that's
oh,
somebody
it's
like it's
100%
weird.
weird.
It's like because it's like
Socially
I don't.
acceptable weird.
Yeah, and it's like and I don't. I'm gonna talk specifically about men, right? About like that like will feel comfortable. Like there was no situation. I because I there are women I know that are very touchy feely with other women that are very much like they do they will even for non-pregnant women will and that's a that's not for me to talk about. But like men's, but there was no situation in my life where I would go up to a woman and be like, "Can I touch you? Do you mind if I touch you right
Oh,
now?"
that's saying if you're asking.
And that's what I know, and that's to,
Yeah.
so that so that's to take a step further than to the idea that not only would I never do that in any other situation, but to think that it's okay for me to do it without ever. I think it's weird for me to even ask. I've never once in my life been like, "Can I touch your belly?" I've never
If
asked.
you know the baby, like, I mean, I like was even hypersensitive of like when my friends had babies, because a lot of people have like anxiety after they have the baby and are forced into letting people hold the baby when they're not ready. And so I was always like, if it's helpful, I will, but I don't need to, you know, like I was overly cautious.
I don't want to be such a negative person in a sense. I get it, like a family member's excited and they're all
That's
they want to
different.
touch your
That's not
belly.
what we're
It's
talking
different.
about.
I'm talking about strangers in public going up and touching another person's body is absurd
Do
to
you
me.
know how many people will go up and kiss babies? Strangers. That didn't happen to me. But if it did, I would be throwing hands. Because no, there are people, like, people give babies diseases. Like, it's crazy. It's just like, again, it's like this idea that a woman is yours, like her child is yours, it's to everyone's. Except that's the crazy part, is it's like, oh, I should be able to enjoy this, but you should also suffer for it. You know, it's like, I want to touch your baby, but don't you dare feed it. You know what I mean? It's this crazy, like a woman is constantly for everyone's pleasure, or needs to avoid being displeasurable. Like, it's always like you exist to entertain and enjoy, be enjoyed. And if you're not going to be that, you need to move. And that is such a horrible message to send to women, particularly new moms. And yeah, I think in general, just people need to knock it off with telling people, like openly critiquing people for doing natural things is insane to me. When there's so many other people doing weirder shit, like, I don't think we need to be, you know, there's men doing some wild things, you know, and we're more concerned about a mother just trying to feed her baby. Like, I think we need to work on our priorities. Like, what are our real problems? Because I doubt it's a mom feeding her baby.
No. And is and there are reasonable people that will say, but also you shouldn't do it in public though. Like there are people that I you would think are reasonable that still hold that stance that, well, but still, but At a restaurant? Right? At a park? Come on.
Again, it's not like she's exposed.
Mm-mm.
It's literally like, women with babies who are breastfeeding should be allowed to exist in this world.
I do think there's the interconnectedness of different movements that a lot of people like, you know, like, you know, the free the nipple or, you know, but being able to have, like, while you may personally not be like comfortable with that.
Yeah.
There are benefits from that type of more, and it's not radical, I don't know, but like extreme type of, or more further type of movement that trickle down to the point where they, you know, because it is more accepted now,
yeah.
Even though as shameful that, or as many people are still shamed for doing it, it is still more acceptable now than 20 years ago.
That's for sure.
Or 30 years ago. But that's a result of these other non-related movements, I think, allowing things to trickle down and benefit everyone. And that's why it's important to have these, even if you don't fully agree 100% with all these other type of progressive, left-leaning kind of social movements, they benefit everybody, right? The breaking free of these systems is something that benefits everybody.
And I think, again, it's like critically thinking like, okay, when it happens, if you're uncomfortable, are they doing something wrong or are you uncomfortable viewing it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The mom is not being sexual. The mom is feeding the baby. I think we could hopefully all agree that there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
That is the only way to feed, like, that's it. That's how it has to be to feed the baby. This isn't a choice. That's how it is. Okay. So then the next thought is, I am uncomfortable with what's going on. Then don't look, right? Then don't look.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a simple solution. And then the people be like, my children, you know, or whatever. It's like, then teach them not to look. Then teach them that's not sexual. Mm-hmm. Respect people. Don't sexualize. Mm-hmm. You know, there's, and it can just be like, she's like, that's a natural thing. Don't look.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. It's simple.
Right.
But it's, you don't punish the mom because you're uncomfortable or because you don't want to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Because you want to avoid having a, not even really difficult situation.
No, it's literally like, oh, she's feeding her baby.
Don't look.
Right.
Yeah.
They always make simple conversations like so much act like it's so much harder than it is. It's like, that's not a hard, you don't have to be like, this isn't for sexual pleasure. You know, it's like, you don't have to do that.
No, you don't have to bring up all the, all the adult baggage that comes with it. Kid, you just tell them, oh, she's feeding her baby. That's how babies eat.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how some babies eat, right?
You probably ate that way. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah.
And then, okay.
Kids are much more, they don't care. They're like,
so
okay.
So receptive about everything.
Yeah.
Like, well, and it's the, even with like with sexuality, about gender, about like, you know, when we talk, one of our close friends, their daughter, does now she has gone back to identifying as she her, but for much of her life she was identified as they them, and when we explained it to them, they're like, okay,
cool, can I go play.
They literally, there is, unless you have taught them to hate, unless you have taught them to think that something is wrong or harmful, it's not harmful to them, it's to you, because you're hurt people. You're a hurt person.
And I think it's important to remember, like, you don't get to punish other people and dictate other people's lives when they are not harming you simply because you don't want to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of the reasons this type of like social sanctionings happens is because people don't want to have conversations.
Right.
Or people are projecting. And it's like, it's okay that you have an issue. Like, like, if you're uncomfortable with nudity, like I have issues, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get to project that onto someone else, and I don't get to punish somebody else.
Right.
For when they're not doing anything wrong. It's like they want to argue that they have a right to feel the way they feel. It's like, I'm not saying you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has feelings. What I'm saying is, if you have a problem, you need to work within yourself to figure out why that is and how to deal with that within yourself, because you don't get to punish somebody else because you're uncomfortable.
And that's the difference is, you're acknowledging, you're like, I know I have a thing with this.
Yeah.
I'm aware of that. I'm taking care of myself. I'm not expecting every single, and this almost sounds like, forget your safe spaces. Like, as if we're like anti those, but I think there are certain things that we just, people just have to get over, like, that are just it's because it's natural. It's
They're not
not,
doing anything wrong. Like,
they're
they're
not,
not doing
that's what it
anything
is. Yeah.
wrong.
And this goes back, and I hate jumping from topic to topic, but like a trans person existing is not doing anything wrong, right? Someone breastfeeding, and I'm comfortable bringing up both those issues because both of them are just people existing, and people are getting
Doing what
mad
they need
at
to
them for
exist.
existing. Being going to dinner with your a man going to dinner with his husband, right, is just existing. There's nothing wrong going on in this, and this can go for also, like, you can even go, like, some people don't like tattoos. You don't want a tattoo for yourself. It doesn't mean other people aren't allowed to get them and exist in the same space as you with those sort of things. And so, long story short, she's not being an asshole. Her husband needs to get over
Asshole.
himself. And really, really starts needs probably needs to go to therapy.
Go to therapy and, like, number one rule, prioritize your wife always. All right, friends. Well, that's our episode for today. We have our Patreon. Make sure to check that out. We do our little pre-show. We have our socials, which will be linked beneath this episode. Anything else, Tresco?
You know, we asked last time about a tagline from everybody, and someone said, "I thought your tagline was Chesco awkwardly saying, 'I love you.'"
I know. I
So I guess I gotta
know.
bring, I maybe I'll bring it back for now. Temporarily, I'm gonna end each show confessing my love for our listeners.
Are you going to confess it, or are you just going to say you're confessing it?
I don't know the difference.
That's like saying, I'm going to say that I love you. And you're like, do you love me? You're like, you be the
I'll
judge.
never tell.
On that note, friends, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. I love you.
Oh, there it is.